This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top story is first. Gorkha road accident claims two lives, leaving seven others injured in Gorkha district. South Korea introduces new rule of visa extension for foreign citizens in the country. And France enters third national lockdown amid increasing coronavirus cases. Now the news in detail. Two persons died and seven others were injured in a road accident that took place at Rangdun in Salikot Rural Municipality 2 in Gorkha District. The accident took place on Saturday evening when a jeep turning from Bar Park fell up some 200 meters below the road. The deceased have been identified as 48-year-old Thakur Duwadi and 50-year-old Rameshwar Neupane of Baisor in Dudhpokhari Rural Municipality 2 in Lamjung District. Seven others were injured in the accident, of which the condition of two is reported to be critical. The Law Minister of South Korea has introduced a new rule of visa extension for foreign citizens in the country. According to the new rule, visa extension will now apply only on valid passports which have not expired and have a valid date. A notice on the new rule has been issued, while a communication about the new rule was also sent to the Nepali embassy. The communication says that a passport must have a valid date for visa extension, and based on the communications from the Law Ministry, the Nepali embassy has also issued a notice to all Nepalese living in South Korea. The new law will be of special concern for the Nepali workers currently in South Korea under the employment permit system. The Non-Resident Nepali Association NRNA has provided relief to around 170,000 Nepalese from different countries that are facing problems due to COVID-19 pandemic. Releasing the details of the rescue and relief efforts initiated by the association after the COVID-19 pandemic, relief is reported to have been distributed to Nepalese in more than 300 cities in 50 countries. Speaking at a virtual press conference, President of the Association Kumar Pant said that association had launched special relief and rescue operations in Malaysia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait and Oman, which have a large number of Nepali migrant workers. Nepal police have arrested a group of individuals involved in looting a Chinese citizen. The arrestees are Fulkaji Tamang, Amir Tamang, Buddha Tamang and Roshan Lama of Sindhupalchok district and currently residing in Kageshwari Manohara municipality in Kathmandu district. They have been accused of looting along 2 million Nepali currencies along with gold jewelries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. France has entered its third national lockdown as it battles a surge in cases of COVID-19 that threatens to overwhelm the country's hospitals. All schools and non-essential shops will shut down for 4 weeks. On Friday, the number of seriously ill COVID patients in intensive care units increased by 145, the biggest jump in 5 months. France is currently battling a peak of about 5,000 COVID patients in ICUs. On Friday, the country recorded 46,677 new cases and 304 deaths. A state of emergency has been declared in Florida after a leak from a large pond of toxic wastewater in Tampa Bay. More than 300 homes in the area have been ordered to be evacuated, and a motorway near the Piney Point Reservoir has been closed up. And residents were sent a text alert telling them to leave home immediately. And officials said that the 77-acre reservoir holds millions of gallons of water containing phosphorus and nitrogen from an old phosphate plant. A half-brother of Jordan's King Abdullah II says he has been placed under house arrest and accused the kingdom's ruling system of corruption, incompetence and harassment. Prince Hamzat bin Al Hussein's videotape statement on Saturday came after Jordan's military denied reports of the former crown prince's arrest, but said he had been asked to stop some movement and activities that are being used to target Jordan's security and stability. And the military said the warning to Prince Hamza was part of a broader continuing security investigation in which a former minister, a junior member of the royal family, and unnamed others were detained. The prince, however, insisted that he was not part of any conspiracy. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrapping up, top stories once more. Road accident claims 2 lives, leaving 7 others injured in Gorkha district. South Korea introduces new rule of visa extension for foreign citizens in the country. And France enters third national lockdown amid increasing coronavirus cases. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also look onto our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.